after carefully sorting through the acres of spam that managed to get past our spam filters, we've extracted some comments from listeners about things they've heard recently on the program. The first concerns a report last week about jurors in death penalty cases and if it's all right for them to talk about their cases with members of the clergy. George Washington University law professor Robert Tuttle was featured in that story, and he said that the answer is no.
We're not measuring your pastor or your lawyer or your spouse's ability to help you judge this clearly. So it's really a concern about who we have gotten to make these judgments of fact in the case.
But others in the story supported the right of jurors to religious consultation, and one of our listeners, David Griswold, saw the issue this way. Does a juror need their clergy's help to make a decision on the case or not? If yes, or even the hint of misgivings on this question, they should not be on the jury. We also talked with Slate legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick about jurors and the difficulty of finding fair and unbiased juries for very high-profile court cases. And here's some of what she said.
The incentives to get onto one of these juries and wreak havoc are just incredibly powerful, and there's very little lawyers can really ultimately do other than tinker around the margins.
But Dahlia's comments brought this response from Guy Johnson of Indianapolis.
As a young reporter in the 60s, I covered the Richard Speck murder trial in Illinois. Speck was accused and eventually convicted of killing 8 nurses in Chicago in 1966. Hardly any of the 1,000 potential jurors questioned were not aware of the case, but those selected were fair-minded individuals who were willing to listen to both sides. Here's hoping that intelligent, unbiased people still can be found to pass judgment in court. Guy Johnson in Indianapolis.
And finally, we've been featuring our short lists on this program, little catalogs of words and phrases that seem unrelated until their connection is revealed at the end. Well, listener Beth Bacon of San Diego sent us her short list, which I will now perform. Okay, here goes. A Scooby-Doo watch, a sticker with the United States Marine Corps logo, a yellow plastic bead, a copper screw, a lens from a pair of Ray-Bans, 37 cents. These are the non-clothing items that I pulled out of the washing machine in the last week. That short list from Beth Bacon of San Diego. Send us a list, a comment, even a complaint. Our address is dayToday@npr.org. Finally, we cannot let go this program today without passing on the latest from Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. He's been knocked for not withdrawing from a case involving Vice President Cheney keeping quiet about private advisors from the energy industry. The Veep and Mr. Scalia are pals. They went duck hunting a couple of months ago. Critics say the justice can't be a neutral judge. Answering questions last night after a speech in Amherst, Massachusetts, Mr. Scalia said he won't recuse himself because this is not about Mr. Cheney personally, it's about his government duties. Quote, it's acceptable practice to socialize with executive branch officials when there are no personal claims against them. Justice Scalia concluded by saying that this is all he'll say for now about the duck hunting flap. But then he added, quack, quack. Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.